Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Andrew Shatkin Blog Talk Radio Show on 6:30 every weekday, Monday through Friday, and at times at 11 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday when time permits and my schedule permits. Tonight, I'm going to be talking about the idea of prayer as opposed to meditation. But before I do that, I want to tell you that I'm in the process of, I have written 10 books, Christian and legal, and I'm in the process of publishing 3 more books, a book which I've completed, a book on the Psalms. I have, I'm working on a book on my essays, religious, political, and literary, and I'm working on a book on the miracles in the Bible. I hope these books will edify and introduce people to Christian thought and other kinds of thinking, and I do hope they will be useful to the people as they come out in the next 6 months or so. I also give you a little bit of bit about myself. I am a this is a politically incorrect show. It is not out for political correctness. It is a show of honest discernment and getting at the facts and getting at the truth. We're not interested in political rhetoric or media lies or media hype or media falsehoods. Doesn't interest us. That's not what this show is about. This show is about getting at the truth by critical thinking obtained by reflection and thought and reading, hopefully. But the only route to real thought is going to be the printed word. As Mortimer Adley said in his book, How to Read a Book, he said very astutely that images, which are presently the source of information today, are drugs. In addition, I am a Christian, and I adhere to the ancient creeds of the Church, the Athanasian, Nicene, and Apostles' Creed, and I adhere to the full authority of Holy Scripture from Genesis to Revelation, and read C.S. Lewis and John Bunyan and St. Augustine when I can, and other Christian writers. I also have run two radio shows, a podcast show and this Blog Talk radio show, which have many visitors from China and Muslim countries. And over 4,400 people have visited my podcast from many countries. I have written about 800 essays, which are available on my website and on social media, Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. And they are also, to some extent, available on academia.edu. And many people from many countries upload these essays and hopefully gain knowledge that will be useful to them, which is why they're looking at them. And particularly, they upload them from where they're printed on academia.edu. I am also a writer. I've written 10 books. As I said, I'm publishing 3 more in the next few months. And the books are Christian and legal books. That's as much as I wanted. By the way, the books and articles that I write so very widely internationally, in particular, they've been bought by the State Department, the United States Supreme Court, and many Muslim and Arab institutions, I'm pleased to say. I'm always happy when other cultures choose to interact with me because I'm always anxious to talk to people and have a discussion, a talk, a bit of a talk. So tonight I'm going to talk about meditation. And meditation has become kind of fashionable in our society. And there are many persons and groups offering meditation and promoting it, as a kind of religion and faith system. They will sometimes call it spirituality. But they do, people are on the street corners offering meditation groups, and our society, which is a very faddish and fashionable society, promotes this kind of meditation. And people are convinced by these people that sell it or promote it that they are getting a religion. But that's questionable. Most of the time, these are fads and are being offered to the public and are often connected with commerce and money, just as Christmas and Easter have been connected with commerce and money. And, of course, your religious festivals, such as Easter and Christmas, have become commercial festivals. So what are we going to say about meditation and prayer? Prayer for a Christian is a completely different process than meditation. Prayer is a personal conversation or encounter with Christ, who is and claims to be God. It is a personal encounter with a person, a man who came to earth, lived a life, died. We believe he was resurrected, and he claims to be God. And so prayer for a Christian is coming to know and have a relationship with a person. That is really the bottom line as to Christian concept of prayer. In prayer, we reach out to Christ, and he reaches out to us in mutual love. Prayer is about conversation. It's about relationship. It's about love. The love of Christ, which he offers to us in a personal fashion as he responds to our prayer. Now, meditation, let's get a handle on it. It's a very vague sort of search within the person for something one would say spirituality. It's kind of a vague kind of a group of feelings or meditation is kind of, thinking about things, but not too deeply. It's not directed to an outside person, to another, but I think it's more inclined to be a personal ego encounter where the person is looking for something by themselves. I think meditation is about self. It has no person involved, such as Jesus. There is no person it is addressed to. Meditation is kind of talking to yourself. There's no person involved, such as with Jesus, and certainly there's no love in this meditation. There's no interchange of love and conversation as it is with Jesus. It is not really involved with anything personal, any person, or any concept, really. It's kind of a vague kind of a, well, I think I'll think about this. It really has no person involved as a prayer to Christ. There's no love offered as Christ offers to us or we offer to him. It's prayer is an encounter based on an interchange. And meditation, we kind of like are looking for something, not knowing quite what we are looking for or where it can be found. Meditation is really quite a vague kind of a business. It doesn't mean too much. I don't think it's very significant. Frankly, I think it's weak. The person who engages in meditation is gaining nothing, no knowledge. There's no encounter with a person. They're just thinking about something, maybe about themselves. Prayer is an encounter with Christ and his love and an interchange. In meditation, we seem to be looking for something, not knowing quite what we're looking for or where it can be found. Meditation is some kind of a vague thought process. Maybe we feel good if we meditate. Maybe we're looking something from within ourselves and hoping to find something. It's a vague quest leading to nothing and leads to do nothing more than self and the emptiness of self. Yes, I think that meditation is for the weak. It's for the spiritually mixed up people who are looking for something, don't know what they're looking for, but are really just thinking about themselves, since they're not thinking about anybody else in particular. Prayer for the Christian leads to Jesus. And for me, prayer to Jesus and finding him in prayer leaves me with no other alternative, whether meditation or a stone idol. Both are insufficient and wanting. So prayer for the Christian leads to Jesus, who presents himself as a person. That's the key to the Christian faith. Jesus is a person. He is a man. He is God. But he has a tangible existence. And prayer to Jesus and finding him in prayer leaves me with no alternative, whether meditation, spirituality, or a graven image. These are all insufficient and wanting. What can I say about meditation? There's not much I can say because it really doesn't say much of anything to me or anybody else. It's some kind of a vague thinking about something, not knowing what you're thinking about, or not what you really are thinking about at all. You're probably thinking about yourself, since there's no other person involved. So I hope you've enjoyed this little talk, and I will be talking tomorrow about something else, which I'm sure you'll enjoy, which will be this topic for tomorrow, will be the end of the age and the cleansing of the temple. That's found in the Gospels. It's found in Luke chapter 19, verses 41 to 47. I look forward to addressing this issue to you tomorrow, and you can enlighten me, and I can enlighten you, and we can find something out about ourselves, not by meditating about ourselves, but about possibly thinking about somebody else and giving some person some consideration and thought. Okay, I hope you've enjoyed this. Thank you. Good night.